Welcome to Elevation Nation with your hosts Sam Panich and Parker Yablon. Elevation Nation is a community focused on bringing together young adults who are elevating themselves and others every day. Each Thursday, we take 15 minutes to talk about what's going on in the real world and touch on all the great things that Elevation Nation is up to.
What's up, Elevation Nation? We're back, man. Episode 302. We never sat here and actually celebrated episode 300. So, Sam, congratulations on episode 300. It's been more than 3.5 years later. Less celebration because we know we're continuing, but 300 is a big number. But it's also really good to see your face smiling and with a nice haircut, and your beard's like whatever. But other than that, it's good to see you. I'm glad we're able to get back together for this Fortitude and 15. I know last week we did not record Fortitude and 15, but good to see you. Good to see you again.
It's good to see you too, buddy. It's good to be back, Elevation Nation. It's great to be back. Sorry for the week pause. But yeah, we're actually going to talk a little bit about that this week. Got some unfortunate news last week that my grandmother passed away after about month long, but probably longer, battle with cancer. My grandma Rochelle Russell. And so today, because it's our podcast and we get to do what we want, we're going to talk a little bit about her story and some of the things that I learned from her life and how I think she is truly the embodiment of mental fortitude and a huge inspiration to myself and I think many people. So I'll start the story. My grandfather, his name was Sam. So I get to carry on that legacy, which is cool. And when my mom, I think, was about 4 and my uncle was 7, my grandfather was in an accident in a warehouse where he was essentially, his spine was crushed, like a pallet or a crate or a box fell on him in this warehouse. And he was like fighting for his life in and out of 4 different hospitals for over 2 years, severed his spinal cord and was paralyzed from the neck down. So fully paralyzed, quadriplegic. After 2 years in different hospitals, my grandma, in and out visiting him all the time, still raising 2 very young children in Toledo, Ohio. My grandfather came home, and then my grandma was a full-time caretaker along with nurses in and out of the house. They had to reconfigure the whole house to be accessible for a wheelchair. And of course, my parents, my mom's life was never the same, and it was really difficult. But in going home and learning more about my grandma and her life and her legacy and going through old albums and books, truly, I don't think there's anyone that deserves the embodiment of mental fortitude more than her. And at a time where pretty much everything seemed hopeless, you have this plan for life of, she just got married, she had 2 beautiful children, they had all these hopes and dreams ahead of them, truly got flipped upside down and not just changed for one life, but changed for so many lives in our family. It's funny, I never, in talking with my grandma, never heard her complain. She just kept going. And so, yeah, I think I wanted to talk a little bit about her story. Obviously, a crazy scenario. Unfortunately, my grandfather passed away almost 20 years later, if not more, right before my parents got married. So I never got the chance to meet him, unfortunately. But I have the honor of being named after him and continuing the legacy of Sam's in our family. But my grandma just had so much mental fortitude to say, listen, these were the cards that I was dealt. I said, till death do us part, and I need to take care of him and this family, and we need to keep on pushing forward. And so that's exactly what she did. She is truly an inspiration to so many. She was a friend. She still had time to raise amazing kids. She had hobbies and a beast of a tennis player and just lived a great life. And certainly a different life than what she wanted. Unfortunately, then she got remarried and that husband then passed away. And then she had a third partner and he passed away. So she outlived three, you know, spouses or partners throughout her lifetime and just continued to go. And at one point before Elevation Nation was a thing, Parker might recall, we had just traveled around Asia and I decided I wanted to write a book where I asked a ton of people around the world one simple question: what is their meaning of life? And my grandma was one of my first interviews for that book. And I talked about this in her eulogy, in a speech I gave at her funeral. You know, my grandma's response was interesting. And it was, you know, throughout life, we have all these milestones that we look forward to: your driver's license, being able to drink, getting married. And she said, but sometimes life throws you different milestones that turn your life in a totally different direction. And you rely on your family and you rely on your religion and you rely on your morals and values to keep you moving forward. And so if anyone taught me mental fortitude, it's certainly my grandma Shell. And you know, I'm grateful that I got to be so close with her and have that experience. And I just wanted to kind of share her incredible story with you, Parker, and Elevation Nation here today.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Sam. I you've never told me that story. And I think, you know, obviously I didn't know your grandma very well, but to hear that is really beautiful. And I think it shows where you've learned a ton about not only mental fortitude, about, you know, who you are as Sam and who, you know, you want to be. And I know she was a very important role model and person in your life and other people in your family's life. And I'm sure she will be dearly missed, but I'm glad that you're reflecting and you're able to spend time with your family and, you know, kind of really disconnect during that time too. And learn more about the impact that she's made. And now, although, you know, speaking from my own experience, like, although we lose people, we don't lose their passions, we don't lose their interests, we don't lose what they were put on this earth to do, and certainly their lessons. And I encourage you to continue to live each day with the lessons she's instilled in you and make the world a better place with those lessons, because that becomes both your and her contribution to the world, even though she's not here anymore. But it's good to see you here, Sam. I will say it really is, after I'm sure a long week, a very long week. I'm just sending all my thoughts, my prayers, and my love to you and your family.
Thank you, buddy. Certainly a long week. I appreciate all the love and support from you and other members of Elevation Nation, my friends and family. So I appreciate it. But we continue the legacy and we continue moving. You certainly had an interesting weekend as well, Parker. I mean, you were able to connect with someone who, you know, we both lost, that we love dearly, in your own special and unique way. Why don't you talk to Elevation Nation a little bit about your weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it was a special week. I mean, it was Philip's birthday on this past Saturday. And obviously, if you've been on the Elevation Nation journey, you know, in my life, Philip, we lost Philip back in August, and so this was about 6 months later. And it was a beautiful day. Although I was really nervous in a sense for that day, we ran a half marathon, Michael, Colby, Kyle, and myself, down in DC in a beautiful weather. And it was just a really nice way to honor him. And then we took it even further and stopped at Philip's favorite spot, which was RJ Bentley's down in College Park, took back some pickleback shots as well as some lug nuts, and just enjoyed that time with our family. And then later that evening, we spent time at Philip's favorite restaurant. And, you know, although we miss him so, so much every single day, it's those moments that you're reminded of why you love him so much and why you care about him so much. And like I said to you, Sam, it's like, although he's not here anymore, it's the realization that we can continue to live as if he would, so that he's still making somewhat of his contribution in the world. And And yeah, it was a special weekend. Certainly a good one in that case. But goes without showing, like, to your point, Sam, is life hit brings you new milestones. And certainly on Saturday, we had a bunch of new milestones. But to your point, like, life is going to continue to throw us ups and downs and everything's in between. And it's how we respond to those moments, those hard moments, with mental fortitude and being surrounded by the people we love that help us get through them, because there is other side to the pain and the hardness. There really is. And you have to believe it, but it starts with one step. And I commend you for acknowledging that, you know, you're already making that one step forward, dude. So I'm proud of you for that.
Appreciate you, brother. A lot of legacies that we're honoring this week on Elevation Nation for both of us. Quite the week, a lot of emotions, but, you know, always being there for each other is what we do at Elevation Nation. So love you, Parker. Let's give some elevator shout outs. Shout out elevator number 138, Justin Weidenfeld. Justin went back to a school in New York and taught financial literacy, a skill I am so very passionate about because I think most Americans have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to financial literacy. So thank you, Justin, for going back to school and teaching something that everyone should know, yet we're not taught it enough. You are elevating and making a difference in the community. We love you, brother.
I saw that. I mean, it just put a big smile on my face. It really did. It was great. My shout out is for elevator 104, Tyler Steinhardt. Tyler is someone who has always made a massive impact in the world, and I just continue to follow and watch him do amazing things. He was down in Austin, Texas, I believe. Sam, is that where South by Southwest is? I could be wrong. I think so, maybe. But he is like continuing to speak and advocate around the world of climate and biodiversity. And he's all about building the creator economy for good. And every time I turn on LinkedIn, I feel like Tyler's speaking in front of a panel or just doing amazing things to make an impact in the world for good. So shout out Tyler, absolute elevator. And yeah, man, it'd actually be really good for us all to catch up. I really do think.
All right, Elevation Nation. Until next week, peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Elevation Nation. If you enjoyed our conversation, hit that subscribe button to get notified when we release a new episode. If you would like to join Elevation Nation or get more information about the nation, please visit our website at www.elevationnation.io. Until next week, Elevation Nation, peace.